This New Taste of Love by Otto Euphoric. Read by Rhea 314. Fandom Yuri on Ice. Pairing Kotsky Yuri, Viktor Nikiforov. Rating explicit, no archive warnings apply. Yuri's euphoria at taking silver at the Cup of China is rock solid, bulletproof. He will, he tells himself as the cameras flash and Viktor's glee lights him up from the inside. Never be unhappy again. That lasts for, at least 12 hours. On their way home, his mood fractures along spiderweb cracks. Not even childhood dreams coming true can stand up against the onslaught of a really shitty day. Traffic in Beijing is abysmal. They arrive late to the airport and are forced to run for their gate, bags dragged behind them and smacking at their ankles. The plane is oversold, packed, and full of screaming babies desperately trying to harmonize. In Hong Kong, their flight is delayed due to malfunction, stretching what should have been only a 4-hour trip into nearly a day-long ordeal. By the time they finally touch down in Tokyo, Yuri's mood is sour to the point of pickling, and the brilliance of the day before feels like it happened 10 years ago, or possibly to someone else. When his bag ends up misplaced, he can't even conjure up any surprise. Their train for home doesn't leave until tomorrow, and they had planned to do some sightseeing in Tokyo in the meantime. But right now, Yuri just wants to curl into a ball and pretend the world doesn't exist. It's rush hour, and the subway is packed. They are jammed chest to chest, Yuri's legs aching and his head beginning to pound from dehydration and sheer annoyance. They are very, very close. Yuri closes his eyes and breathes. Throughout this whole wretched day, Viktor has not once dipped below mild consternation. His poise is godly. Are you all right? This is a question with really only one socially acceptable answer. Of course, I'll be fine. And if he gives it, Viktor will accept it, because that's what Viktor does. He meets Yuri where he is, takes him at face value, even when it's obvious he isn't telling him the whole truth. He doesn't prod. He doesn't lead his witness. If Yuri wants to open up, he has to do it on his own. I'm a little overwhelmed. Yuri admits it carefully to the cleft of Viktor's chin. And I could use some caffeine. Viktor slithers his arm out from where it's been pinned between Yuri's ribs and the umbrella of a woman next to them, hooking two fingers through the strap on the ceiling. He puts his other arm around Yuri, holding him tight as the crowd moves in steady waves of commuters getting off and on, new faces but the same constant weight of bodies. Yuri's heartbeat is in his throat, it's in his brain and the soles of his feet. Let's see what we can find. When Yuri thinks back on this moment, it feels significant. He isn't precisely sure why. He just remembers the jostling press of dozens of people, the squealing of the subway car's brakes, and the little turned-up corner of Viktor's mouth. He rests his head against his chest and closes his eyes. They go straight to a cafe without checking into the hotel, Viktor's suitcase and Yuri's duffel dragged with them up the flights of stairs from the street. The host's good manners don't slip at all. In fact, after Viktor flashes her a smile, flirts in his terrible Japanese, she lets them prop their bags up behind the hostess stand. Yuri wonders, as they sit down at a round table patterned with silver stars, what it must be like to have that sort of power, that charm, and be willing to use it. I came here the last time I was in Tokyo, Viktor says, picking up a menu with a flourish. All the dishes are themed along the Western Zodiac. I chose this one. He taps a parfait halfway down the menu, because it had the Capricorn symbol next to it, and I can't read Japanese. Viktor is exhausted. Yuri wouldn't have been able to tell last year, but he knows the subtleties between Viktor's various enthusiasms, when it is feigned, when it is genuine. Viktor orders the Sagittarius parfait, which is huge and fancy and decidedly phallic. They look at each other over the top, and Viktor wiggles his eyebrows. His nose crinkles up like it does when he's amused, and Yuri's stomach does that swoop like it does when Viktor's face does anything at all. Yuri gets coffee. He's a little too queasy for solid food right now, and he's never had much of an appetite for sweets, even when he isn't watching his weight. Getting anything at all in his bloodstream is helping Yuri's head, and the caffeine is helping with the fatigue. He watches Victor lick carefully at his spoon, holding it delicately between three slender fingers. Yuri remembers his first few nights at the onsen, when he'd been forced to navigate chopsticks. He had been terrible at it, but he hadn't complained once. His hair is a little greasy, and when he runs his fingers through it, it sticks that way, mussed to the side. The cafe is chilly, and little pricks of goose flesh have sprung up across his arms. Last spring, it had been so disorienting when Victor had first come down to breakfast in a t-shirt. Yuri had only ever seen him in formal settings, televised performances, glimpses at competitions, that line of outerwear he had modeled for Uniqlo. The fact that there are arms and legs and bare skin beneath the costumes is a reality Yuri had needed time to adjust to. And the fact that there is a human that Yuri can touch, speak to, connect with beneath his layers of hero worship. Well, that's a reality he's still adjusting to. Victor is watching him across the demolished landscape of ice cream, watching Yuri watch him. His gaze is warm and filled with satisfaction, like Yuri is a project of which Victor is particularly proud. It makes Yuri warm and full all the way down to his core, like he has eaten something delicious and endless, and he will never be hungry again. But eventually Victor will look away, and the hunger will return, worse than ever. Where does he go? What? Victor's smile is slight, squashed by his knuckles propping up his chin. The man you turn into when you perform. He isn't there when you're at home, or here, or even in practice. And when you step out onto the ice during a performance, and he appears, like Mr. Hyde. He smiles apologetically at the reference. I'm curious. What changes? He stirs his softening ice cream. One of the cream puffs bursts, oozing custard. Is it the crowds? The cameras? The other skaters? Yuri starts to shake his head, but then he reconsiders. Competitions really do feel different, it's true, and those are all contributing factors. Partially, maybe? I don't really know. The cafe is full of couples, the daytime student crowd giving way to dates. Yuri is very aware that he and Victor are here alone together. Not that they haven't eaten in public before, but everything after the cup of China feels different. The world has taken on a new shape. Or he has. The costume is part of it. Victor's old costume. The Yuri that comes out of you when you skate. Victor's lips quirk. That Yuri makes me shiver. Yuri can't breathe. His hands feel frozen on the tabletop, crooked at the knuckles like he's clinging on for life. Not that I don't like all the other Yuris, but the one on the ice, that one is impossible to resist. The words continue to buzz through Yuri like a wasp in a window, disquieting, impossible to ignore, potentially dangerous. They follow him out of the cafe and through the hectic, colorful nightlife at Ikebukuro, all the way to the hotel. Yuri had been looking forward to having an evening to decompress and recover from the trip before he returns to the noise and high drama of his family, but now he can't seem to sit still. He rests on the floor and stretches, attempting to clear his head. Victor lounges on the bed with his tablet, swiping back and forth between his email and Instagram, reading out comments to Yuri. Peachit's pick from the hot pot place has a ridiculous number of faves. I can barely remember that, Victor admits, palming at his eyes. Good thing there's photographic evidence. I never did find that pair of underwear. They had only booked one room. At the beginning of the season, the rationale had been to save money. But now that Yuri has sponsors, cost isn't an issue anymore. Still, neither of them had suggested they do otherwise, or that they complain when the room turned out to only have one bed. A simple mistake, easily fixable. But neither of them has tried. It doesn't mean anything, Yuri had told himself for so long. Lots of skaters and coaches are close, sometimes enough that rumors spread. The smiles and glances, the warm little whisper against Yuri's neck as his scores were revealed. Did it feel good? Or the fact that Victor has stopped looking at his feed and is looking at Yuri instead. A slow, hooded once-over as he stretches out a leg across the carpet. It doesn't mean anything. And then the free program in China happened, and everything had changed. Yuri stands up. It's a little too warm in this room. He should go out, walk off some of this nervous energy that is shooting tingly to the tips of his fingers and toes. But if he does, Victor will just follow him. Okay, where are we going? He'll get on his phone and find 10 different bars within a block, restaurants managed by famous chefs, something old and scenic to visit. If Yuri tells him he wants to be alone, he'll know something is wrong, think he's done something wrong, and he hasn't. This is Yuri's stuff. I'm going to shower. Victor's eyebrows go up and his legs give a little kick. One of his socks has slipped down, almost off his foot. Okay. Something lurks at the bottom of his voice, but Yuri doesn't have the will to parse it right now. I'll be here. The shower's tiles are gleaming white, the water turned up hotter than it ever is at home. Yuri stands beneath the spray and lets it wash the tension from his shoulders, lulling away the remnants of his headache. His thoughts swirl like the steam swirling around his feet. He kissed me. Back on the ice. He kissed me. But Victor had been right in the cafe. The ice is a foreign country, a different planet, a gleaming, distant star. Soaked in triumph, surrounded by cheering crowds and news cameras, sports pundits were already rationalizing the kiss as a publicity stunt, or just more of Victor Nikiforov's recent bizarre behavior. And Victor hadn't mentioned it after the fact. He had spent the hour after the performance critiquing Yuri's form and admonishing him for changing the toe loop to a flip, even as he praised him in front of the journalists. I wouldn't be able to resist him. Yuri looks in the mirror, hair a damp frizz from towel drying, water dotting his shoulders and collarbone. His chest rises and falls in slow, measured breaths. Where does he go? Slowly, feeling silly and tremulous and positive this is a terrible idea, he pushes his hair back off his forehead. It's still just wet enough to stay. He breathes in and holds it. Then he walks out of the bathroom. Victor is absorbed in his tablet again, hair mussed, face slightly pink from where he's been scratching at a patch of razor burn. Yuri waits at the foot of the bed for him to look up. It is the precipice. The moment of hanging time between taking off for a jump and the landing. Nothing to do but see it through until the end. Finally, after about 5 seconds that last eons, Victor looks up. Yuri's heart seizes, his stomach flips over, and his brain demands, "What are you doing?" But it's Victor. Just Victor. Just Victor Nikiforov, 5-time Grand Prix champion, and celebrity love of Yuri's life. God. His gaze halts at the towel around Yuri's waist, eyes catching there in a crystalline stutter. Then they flick upward, dragging a flush of heat in their wake. It rolls up Yuri's chest and blooms over his cheeks. Victor's mouth is open, lips slightly wet, and for one sickening moment, Yuri thinks he will laugh at him. Actually, maybe that would be better. Then they could chuckle away the awkwardness of Yuri forgetting to bring his clothes into the bathroom, of looming over Victor half-naked like a weirdo. Victor doesn't laugh. He licks his lips and pushes himself up onto his knees, sinuous and slow, shunting his tablet to the foot of the bed. Yuri feels the exact moment the delicate structure they have erected around this tension between them starts to crack. The wind sighs softly against the window. It reminds Yuri of home, creates the illusion that he and Victor are the only two people for miles, the world compressed down to the space between them. "Not fair," Victor says softly. "You have way less to take off than I do." He isn't pretending this isn't happening, or playing coy. "Catch up," Yuri suggests, just as quiet. Something flashes through Victor's eyes, something Yuri has caught in glimpses before, felt its outlines and oblique angles. Now that he has seen its iceberg depths, he can identify it. Hunger, furious, impatient longing. Oh. A pulse of pure adrenaline moves up his legs, his body fooled into thinking he is about to perform his Eros program. On the bed, Victor is undressing. He half-assedly folds his shirt before swearing in Russian and kicking everything off the edge of the bed. His tablet totters for a moment, then follows his clothes down with a soft thump to the carpet. He reassumes his position on his knees with a very pointed look at Yuri's towel. Now who needs to catch up? Yuri pulls the towel away. His nerves try to stall him again, slamming down on the brakes, trying to send him skidding away into disaster. They've been naked in front of each other often enough at the onsen, but never like this. Not with Victor's pupils dilating, his breaths sharp, his cock thickening between his legs. "Remember who you are," he reminds himself. "The fatale, the beauty, the seductress he forges for himself out of fancy and frustration. That's him. The body that twists out that dance of passion and betrayal. That's his body." "You're watching me," Yuri says. "Hmm?" Victor's eyes are cloudy. Yuri brushes his fingers over the crown of Victor's head, then down to cup the back of his neck. "When I compete, you're watching me, not teaching, not coaching, just watching. That's..." He flushes. "That's why that Yuri vanishes when I come off the ice." Victor blinks, internalizing. "Well, I'm watching now." Something inside Yuri crumbles, barrier walls giving way. The springs scream as he collapses onto the bed, Victor's breath whooshing hard against his face. Then they're crashing together, legs entwining, fingers sinking into hair. Everything Yuri wants is roaring inside him, pressing at the inside of his skin too big to be contained. He pours it into Victor's mouth, and Victor moans, drinking it in. He paints kisses down his neck and across his throat, tastes the space between his collarbones. Victor tries to wriggle out of Yuri's grip, but Yuri reasserts it, keeping him flat on his back. It had gotten dark while he was showering, and Victor hadn't turned on any lights. His hair is in pieces across his face, shadows on shadows. "Yuri," he says, followed by a long whisper of liquid Russian. "I guess it's your turn to surprise me." "Is it really a surprise?" He lets go of Victor's wrist for a moment to push his hair out of his eyes. "You knew I admired you. I was obsessed with you." "I know," Victor grins. "I'm glad." "I know." They've each been waiting for each other to make a move, all the while knowing the other is waiting for the same thing. Victor is his coach, abstaining out of propriety or professionalism, although how much he has of either of these things is open to debate. And Yuri? Yuri hasn't been able to marry his fantasies with reality, unable to conceive that Victor could want the same things he did. "We're kind of ridiculous," he says. "Yeah," agrees Victor. "But I like us anyway." Victor is obviously the more accomplished lover, but he lets Yuri lead, lets him hold him down and kiss him until they're both shaking, pressing against each other in frenzied little fits of motion. "You should have mentioned you were planning to seduce me when we were at the convenience store earlier." Victor pants against his ear. "I would have bought condoms." Something short-circuits in Yuri's brain. He makes a tight, very un-Eros-like squeak. Victor's smile is electric in the dark. Plenty of time for that later. Yeah. For now, Yuri applies himself to getting his mouth on all the parts of Victor he'd tried so hard to avoid looking at whenever they were in the bath. His neck, his shoulders, the geometric lines of his ribs and his long, taut legs, his nipples, trembling, ticklish planes of his stomach. He doesn't kiss his feet, but he does trace the tendons, the places they connect with his ankles. Yuri hasn't spent much time looking at his feet, but he knows they will be even more busted up than his own are. No one so relentless, so exceptional, won't have scars to show for it. Hmm. Victor laughs as Yuri licks a stripe up the side of his neck. You're as bad as Makachin. Just attacking when my guard is down and kissing me all over. Yuri groans. Please don't compare me to your poodle. Victor's giggles get more pronounced. His hair smells like oranges and Yuri wants to roll around in it. Maybe the comparison is apt after all. He realizes abruptly that he has forgotten about his character. He's supposed to be that Yuri right now. He'll do that sometimes when he's having an off day, sink down too deeply into the technical side of the program, focusing on the shift of his weight, the air in his lungs, the aches in his thighs and calves as he pushes off the ice. But he isn't playing a character right now. He's Yuri. Just Yuri. He wishes he had 6 more hands. There are so many places he wants to touch. Victor is brilliant, unexplored territory, a mountain peak he's gazed at from a distance for so long. The last year he's spent months sulking around its base, never getting up the nerve to climb. Victor's breaths get harsher as Yuri's kisses move to his throat, and he sucks it in hard when Yuri gives an experimental bite. I want to... fuck. He wraps his arms around Yuri and drags him closer, presses their bodies together in a delicious tangle. His nose brushes the shell of his ear. Ever since I saw you skating my program? When you put my costume on. He bites out something in Russian that is almost certainly a swear. My self-control has been godlike this year, just so you know. Your self-control? Yuri is grinning deliriously. He can't help it. You're the one who greeted me naked. What about my self-control? I was supposed to be naked. I was in the bath. You were the one who couldn't wait for me to get out. Yuri laughs, remembering the blunt force trauma of Victor rising from the steam, dripping wet like some spirit from the depths. Seeing him had brought every single adolescent fantasy roaring back. Every night spent with Victor looking down on him with his perfect frozen smiles. Who would have known the reality would be so disorganized, have a temper that could turn on a dime? The reality drank too much when he was stressed and then took his hangovers out on whoever was nearby. He packed twice as many clothes as he would need. The reality kissed Yuri in front of hundreds of spectators and a dozen news cameras. Victor's attention slithers away, to the clock on the desk, or maybe to his phone. Yuri says, I thought I told you never to take your eyes off me. He aims for sultry, but probably hits slightly dorky. Despite this, Victor's eyes snap back to Yuri's face. I didn't. I couldn't. No one in the whole stadium could look away. You had them. Yuri knows. He remembers drawing it out of the crowd, their shock, their praise, their desires. For him, and for what he represented, Eros incarnate. What were you thinking about? Victor asks. When you licked your lips on the ice? His thumb traces the seam of Yuri's mouth. That everyone hated me for stealing you away, and that was fine. Victor's eyes widen with shock, then narrow with pleasure. Yes, steal me away to your ice castle, my prince. Yuri tries to look princely, but instead he just starts to laugh. They're pressed together all the way down their sides. Victor touches his mouth again. Well, I know what I was thinking about. Desperate heat pulses in Yuri. His hands shake. He slides down Victor's chest, and when his trajectory becomes obvious, Victor mumbles in Russian, snags his fingers in Yuri's hair. His stomach goes concave as he sucks in a breath. Yes, yes, God. Victor is larger than him in several key ways that he has never been more cognizant of than right now, eye to eye with his dick. But Yuri, the fatale, the seductress, the most beautiful woman in town, she isn't cowed by the prospect. She has had dozens of men. Hundreds.
Have you done this before?
Yuri stares at Victor's hip bone for a while, fingers tracing the perfect V of his stomach, before dragging his shit together and forcing himself to meet his gaze. He flushes, bites his lip, and shakes his head.
Then I'm honored, Yuri Katsky.
Victor's tone is goofy, but his eyes are blazingly reverent. They hollow Yuri out, replace his insides with molten heat. It's all right that he's never done this, because Victor is his teacher, and Victor will be patient with him. He may be demanding, but he is never cruel, and he suddenly wants nothing more than to have him in his mouth. Victor lets out a soft cry at the first touch of Yuri's tongue, and like it had been back on the ice in China, the world seems to reconfigure itself, shifting like a twisting kaleidoscope. Victor nestles his hands in Yuri's hair, not pulling, just resting, though Yuri thinks it would be all right if he pulled. When Yuri licks him from top to bottom, his breath hisses out into a jittery laugh. He sounds drunk. He sounds dazed. Yuri forgets to be self-conscious. The noises that Victor makes, the shaking tension in his hips as he fights not to force himself down Yuri's throat, all of it sends a shattering blaze of power through him. He's the one doing this to Victor. He's the one making him feel this way, with his mouth and his hands, tiny licks and sloppy kisses. Victor has never been stingy with praise, so when Yuri does something right, he knows it.
Oh, fuck. Yes, more of that.
When he laps at the head.
God, Yuri, your mouth. You're such...
When he pushes down far enough to threaten his gag reflex. A hissing tremble of breath when his teeth scrape the shaft. Victor starts to forget himself as he gets closer, twisting Yuri's hair between his fingers, hips stuttering out a heavy rhythm, groans loud enough that it occurs to Yuri they might be overheard. A sharp pulse of arousal echoes in him, his cock aching and, oh, wow. Everyone knows. Everyone knows that Yuri is the one to have Victor laid out under him, sleek and writhing and debauched. The thought makes him daring, makes him pull up and say, pull my hair. I want you to. Victor grunts like he's been punched. And then both hands anchor into Yuri's hair in a sharp yank. Yuri's eyes tear up and his jaw aches, but if he couldn't take a little discomfort for the greater good, he wouldn't have become a figure skater. Another frantic tug at his hair, and he looks up just in time for the exquisite experience of watching Viktor Nikiforov come. Eyes closed, mouth slack, shoulders rising and neck tightening. Yuri doesn't pull away fast enough to avoid getting some of it in his mouth, rolling down warm and sticky over his lips and chin. He is too overheated to be embarrassed, and the expression on Victor's face when he opens his eyes, the touch of his thumb against the wet corner of Yuri's mouth, the murmured praise and the hands that drag him up for a sloppy, desperate kiss make even the bitter taste and altogether unpleasant tactile experience worth it. Victor hums, between soft, lazy presses of his mouth against Yuri's.
Such a quick study.
Yuri laughs, but it turns into a moan as Victor wraps a hand around his cock. He had been so focused on Victor that he had barely noticed his own arousal, but now...
I'll return the favor, Victor says against his ear. I don't think...
Yuri's cock twitches hard, imagining Victor's soft, sensual mouth wrapped around him.
I don't think I'll...
His back arches. He comes in a dizzying rush, burying his face against Victor's throat. He keeps stroking him, climax going on and on until he's shaking, until he has to push his hand away and just breathe, letting the world spin. They come down together, lying horizontally across the bed with their legs sticking out. Yuri is a little chilly on the side not curled up against Victor's chest, but he feels too good to get up and put clothes on. He probably shouldn't bother. He needs another shower now. They both do. Victor is tracing fingertips over the curve of Yuri's bicep, just light enough to be ticklish.
Whatever happened in the bathroom to make you decide you wanted to ravish me? Well, I hope it happens again.
Yuri grins against his shoulder, even as heat spreads across the bridge of his nose. Maybe one day he'll stop blushing at everything Victor says. Maybe one day he really will be that magical version of himself that appears when he skates. Maybe they will meet in the middle and forge something new. Until then, he'll just be himself. A pretty okay thing to be, honestly. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.